I'm Nick Fuzzy. I'm from Pandemic Legion, and I make, or I made terrible remixes using air horns. Yeah, there's watch two. I streamed the Battle of BTEC R back in February, or early February, late January, and fun. I don't know if you guys want to ask me questions about, I guess, Eve. I'm not very good at Eve, but if you want to ask me questions about that, you can go for it. But if you want to ask me questions about music, making music and stuff like that, I can help you out with that a bit more. It's up to you. I'm down for whatever.
Well, one dude wants to know if you had any ideas on how Hero could get better.
Came up what?
On how Hero could get better, is one dude is asking.
To get better in music?
In everything, I'd guess.
And everything. Well, I'm not very good at everything, so I don't know. I guess with music, practice, lots of practice. Just do stuff. Try and make as much music as you can. Experiment, get the whatever kind of digital audio workstation or DAW as you want and experiment with it. I use FL Studio, and a lot of people don't like using that because apparently it's meant to be basic, but I really like the synthesizers and things in it. The cool effects that you get, the VSTs and stuff like that. So if you want to get that, you can get that in whichever way you want, whether it's legally or otherwise. And just try stuff out, just sit down, mess around with the program, try effects, try without effects, try your voice into it, see what you can do with your voice. I've actually got something to do. I'll show you what you can do with your voice in FL. All right, tell me if this works or not.
Not hearing anything. I guess it didn't work. Oh, that worked.
Hello. There you go. Okay. Hold on. There's a bit more cleaner. Like, I don't know. You can experiment with this kind of thing, like a vocoder, just mess around with that. I don't know if you can understand me. It's kind of weird and fun at the same time. Like, I don't know. Try that.
Do
See if you like it.
you use a physical soundboard or is it all digital?
Physical what?
Soundboard.
Oh, no. I use it's a program called MorphVox Pro, and essentially that's just playing back sound effects when I hit them, like a button on my numpad. I have a bunch of keys bound to like the air horn, for example. Oh, yay. And like I don't know that, and the Skype sound just to piss some people off,
Oh yeah, that's totally very annoying.
it is to some people, like when we're playing games on Mumble. That's Pandemic Legion's other games, Mumble. If you guys want to join that, it's really good. But when we're playing games, I just start pressing the effect and people start to think, oh my god, I'm getting the message on Skype, better alt tab out, and they're like, oh, what the fuck. It's pretty funny.
So, what made you decide to sit down for 16 hours streaming BTECR?
Well, I didn't make the choice. It was, well, what happened was, on the day I had woken up after like 2 hours of sleep. I had like no sleep at all. I got up, Apparently it was big. So I got on Eve and undocked my dread, thinking this will be over in like an hour. It turns out it didn't exactly work out like that. And a lot of people had started streaming it already on Twitter. I joined them just for shits and giggles. So I did. And 16 hours later, I'd been on like Kotaku and Reddit and all over Twitter, and it was nuts. Lots of CCP guys who came in to tune into the stream. Lots of them apparently were watching the stream in the offices in Iceland, so that was cool. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a sort of spur of the moment type thing.
And your dreads gun cycled something like four times, if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah, it was ridiculously slow. The time dilation was horrible. Like, oh God, I don't want that to happen again, honestly. I don't want to sit through another 16 hours of time dilation.
Do you regret jumping in, or would you do it again?
No, I don't. It was fun up to a point, I think. And then most of us were just kind of sitting back and relaxing and bullshitting on Mumble, basically.
Some dude wants to know if the BTEC art stream was the first time we talked on comms. It's obviously not.
It was like on comms I wasn't talking, but at the end of the stream, there was about 8,000 people still sitting watching the stream just after I had died in my dread for the last time, and I just came on the microphone and said thanks for watching and see you guys later, essentially. And you could probably go to the end of the broadcast and you'll hear me saying that. I don't know. I mean, I don't really talk much on comms, to be honest. Like, this is rare itself. I mean, I talk a fair bit playing games on other games, Mumble, with PL. Other than that, it's mostly just sounds, air horns, and shit like that.
Parker wants to know how much Esky made off donations during BTEC art.
Off donations. Off donations that was about 500 million, but that's not where the bulk of the money that I gained from that stream came from. What happened was I was spamming my referral link, the link to you click on when people want to join the game and you get a sort of bonus to that, whether it's a plex or a bunch of ships. And right now I have, I think I last counted it was about 40 referral links, which if you do the math, at about 500, 600 mil per plex, 50 times 500 is like 30 billion or something ridiculous like that. So I haven't claimed them yet. I've got about 2 billion sitting on my wallet, but I still have to claim about 30 billion in ISK somewhere. So
Plex
yeah,
is 800 now almost, so
I'm
rich
rich.
itself.
I'm rich. Any
Some
other
dude wants to
questions?
know why you started using air horns, or came up with the idea of using air horns.
Well, it was back in I used to be in, what was the name of the fucking corporation? Oh my God. It was like, it's a big mess of corporations that I've been in. Oh my God. We went to like from TESS to Goons to TNT to just are back in test again and then to PL. But basically, I didn't talk on comms a lot at all, if anything. And when we were in back in test in Richter and Darius and test back in Fountain when it was sort of revived again about a year and a half ago, Chisel. I needed a way of communicating with people, whether it was on the test mumble or the other games mumble. It was mostly other games because I wanted to, I don't know, try and communicate with them while playing games with them, you know? Because obviously, when you're playing games, you want to call out people in games, whether it's Battlefield, you want to call a person out type thing, but it didn't really work out. But thing is, I wanted to have a sort of yes and no type of thing. So I just came up with the idea, you know, the sound of an air horn is funny, let's be honest. It's when you hear it, you're like, I just decided, well, that's what my yes will be, right? So I figured, well, what would be the no? And I'd figured it would be like a klaxon sound like this, right? So the yes would be pretty simple. So whenever someone would ask me a question on Mumble, I'd be, you know, giving it all this, you know, just to kind of get a yes or no. I mean, it wouldn't be the best to communicate, but it sort of clicked, you know. Everyone seemed to love it because it was just a sort of weird way of communicating with people. People would come on and ask me, you know, how you doing? I'd just be like, it's funny to them, it was funny to me, and it just stuck, I guess.
Some dude wants to know when you'll be getting a new air horn song.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. It's difficult to choose songs because you don't know what people like, or I don't know. It's mostly just a gimmick that if I find a song that would be funny with an air horn, then I might just do it. Like Wrecking Horn, the Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, or Top Horn, Top Guns. Oh, I forget the name of it, but. Just songs that people find interesting or gimmicking, I put that little bit more gimmick into it by adding air horns. So I don't know, I really don't know.
Some dude, do you have the Game of Thrones air horn song?
No, I don't, but I think I've heard it. There is actually a subreddit. It's r/ air horn remixes. I don't know if it's ES remixes or remix, but that's got a bunch of air horn remixes if you guys are interested in that kind of thing. Like most of the air horn stuff that I have, like Top Horn and Wrecking Horn, I made myself. I don't like to use other people's air horn remixes because it's their remix, you know, it's not mine. I'd rather not, you know, use their work. I'd rather use my own, if anything. And that's not like a vanity thing. That's just out of respect for the person who made it.
All right, some dude wants to know what other games you play. I suppose you might as well tell them about OG Mumble. It's kind of great.
OG Mumble is the Pandemic Legion other games mumble, where we play a bunch of different games, whether it's Flavor of the Month stuff, whether it's a really big popular game. For example, we played a lot of Battlefield Hardline the past, you know, month when it was out in beta. We play Chivalry, we play occasionally Payday 2. What else we play right now? We're playing the ship, bit of Nosgoth. If you're in the beta for that, you can come and play games with us. We usually have a lot of games that we play, whether it is Flavor of the Month or just some big game that we want to play. Right now, I think we're all of us are looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5 when it comes out on PC. We will all be playing that religiously. I don't know how Eve will work when we're playing Grand Theft Auto 5. But if you guys want to join OG Mumble, it's open to anyone and everyone. You have to register on Pandemic Legion forums. We won't steal anything. We won't ask for any APIs, so don't get, oh no, we're gonna take all your details and all that bullshit. Just sign up Don't use the password that you use for your Brave account here, because then we might just steal your account. Or just, but don't use the same password as this, just in case. Don't want to, fuck things up. So make an account, go into your, I think it's permission groups, apply for the group called Open Group, or other games group, and it should automatically accept you. If not, get Veo Leap to contact me and I'll get you in, no problem. And you can come and join us in the Pandemic Legion IRC games channel, and you'll be able to talk with people from Pandemic Legion, from Goons, from Test. Everyone comes and hangs out in games. We play games whenever we feel like it. Whatever game's interesting. It's open to anyone and everyone, so don't, be hesitant to join just because you're from Brave or Test or whatever.
And also, it's also a great opportunity, I guess, to hang out with some of the bigger names in EVE, if that's your thing.
Yeah,
Which some of you were
like
suggesting
some of the
in
names
the show.
were. Yeah, some of the names, like, I don't know. I don't like dropping names, but if you're interested, Jeff Rader likes to play there a lot. He pretty much owns the place, pretty much. I've got a bunch of Jeff Rader clips here, actually. Hold on till I get this right. Let's see what I've got.
Hate talking to you. Fuck.
So that's just some of the clips that I've recorded from Jeff on OG Mumble. So yeah, Jeff Rader plays there. Grath Telkin, who I have a couple of clips. See what I've got in my Morphvox, which is another part, sort of the program that I'm using to play the sound clips. I recorded a bunch of people talking, and sometimes instead of the air horn, I would use people saying yes and no. Like, have I got Grath saying yes? I do. I've got Grath saying yes, for example. Stuff like that. And so Grath plays there. If you want to, I'll play with Grath. Listen to him get angry. At least Randolph sometimes stops by there. And a bunch of other people, to be honest. Headliner maybe sometimes, occasionally, not that much, you know. Yeah, a bunch of different people playing a bunch of different games, and it's a bunch of fun.
And Jeff Rader does actually shout his own name when he gets excited. I was surprised
He
that's
does.
actually
He
a thing.
does. Every time he gets like a good kill or something, he just starts shouting.
So how's being a part of PL, which is, famously the like premier nomadic alliance in the
It's pretty fun. It's pretty chill. Like, a lot of people, I think, would expect Pandemic Legion to be very strict and very, oh, you have to do this and you have to do this right and stuff like that. To be honest, the only time like people get chewed out by Grath, for example, and you probably heard a lot of times where Grath has got angry at someone for doing something stupid, but that's just it. If you do something stupid, you're gonna get yelled at, So don't act like an idiot. Don't jump your super into a bunch of enemies and you won't get chewed out by Grath. So it's really a very relaxed atmosphere. Everyone can chill and just play games and have fun in Eve. We jump from place to place quite a lot. We go all over Eve. So if that's your thing, by all means join up. If you want to join, I don't like recruiting right here, but if you do want to join, get in on the ground floor. You can join Waffles. Waffles is sort of the feeder corp for, pretty much. It's meant to be sniggardly, but a lot of the corps have sort of an open door. So if you like the look of another corp, for example, BDCI. I don't know why you'd want to join BDCI, but if you want to join BDCI, you can join BDCI. Who else? Centra Spikes Corp. I can't remember his fucking corp, but a bunch of people. Have so you can jump from Waffles to all of these different corps in PL and hang with them. So yeah, if you want to get in the ground floor, Join Waffles. Waffles will be more than happy to accept you as long as you're not an idiot.
Oh, somebody wants to know if you play PlanetSide 2 anymore. I know some groups were playing it pretty religiously with metagaming and everything.
A couple of people play PlanetSide 2. I don't play it that much. It's only when Zulu, you guys probably won't know what Zulu is, but it's another IRC group that has been around since the early days of Test. But sometimes Zulu starts doing PlanetSide 2. That's led up by Richter and Darius. He starts doing PlanetSide 2 nights. Sometimes PLOG, whether people are up for playing the game or not. You know, if they're not up for it, then they're not going to play it. But it's on and off. You can probably find people to play. If you join games IRC and ask, you know, does anyone want to play PlanetSide 2? Someone will probably say, yeah, I'll play PlanetSide 2. It's just you kind of ask about and see if people are interested, you know.
All right. Some dude wants to know what your favorite ship and or flying in is.
Right now, I'm having a lot of fun flying interceptors because they're so fast. They're like really fast, really fun. And sometimes when we're on bigger fleets, perhaps defending super caps or even Titans going in to do a POS or whatever it is, sometimes there'll be small gangs of interceptors sort of defending the system. So we jump about planet to planet, killing anyone that just happened to be lying or waiting at a planet. So yeah, they're a bunch of fun right now, and maybe stealth bombers. I don't know. Mostly interceptors.
All right, any other questions?
Am I that boring that I don't have another question? Should we have a musical interlude?
Some dude wants to know when the Summer War is going to happen.
No idea. I'm literally like just another scrub in the Alliance. I'm not head of anything at all. Like, I'm literally just your average guy.
Whatchamacallit, GTA 5 comes out this summer, I suppose you people shouldn't get their hopes up.
GTA 5? I don't know what that is.
Grand Theft Auto
Oh,
5?
GTA. I thought you said GTA. Yeah, we were playing that like nuts. But yeah, Eve, like, PL will probably collapse in on itself when that comes out.
But yeah, we can go for a musical interlude.
All right, well, I'll just play whatever I've selected. I don't know. Do you want another one?
Sure.
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
Some dude wants to know if you have an alt in BNI.
No, I don't. I had
How do you
considered
not?
joining. Well, I had considered joining you guys just for, you know, a little bit of fun. Like, I'm getting bored of Eve, to be honest. I'll probably quit soon. But I figured it might be a bit of fun. I'll obviously let PL know that I do that. I'm probably going to get fucked over now by someone, or Grass going to yell at me. But I considered it. It was a possibility, just for something different. But right now, I don't have an alt in BNI. No, sadly. So I'm not spying on you guys.
Oh, you were
Yet.
considering joining on your main?
I don't know. I don't know whether to make an alt, train that alt, start from scratch. I don't know. See how it goes. I don't know.
Some dude is asking if he can fly a Kestrel. I think he's in the wrong fleet, but...
If
you
I
want to
can
answer
fly a
that?
Kestrel?
No, if he can fly a Kestrel.
If he can fly a Kestrel, where?
I don't know. Wait.
I don't get the question. What is he saying?
I think he's in the wrong fleet. He's supposed to be in some other fleet. He's asking if he can bring a ship. Some dude is asking if you have perfect pitch. Obviously confusing you with Miley Cyrus.
Well, I have pretty good pitch. I can't say for sure if I have perfect pitch, but I have pretty good pitch. Like, listening to music and making music for years, it starts to, your ear starts to get trained, so you start to be able to tell, you know, what chord is what when you're listening to music. It actually gets quite annoying when you're listening to a song and you're saying, oh, that's, you know, it's A, oh, that's going to G now type thing. You know, it really gets annoying, but yeah, I don't know. It's getting close. It's getting there.
Some dude wants to know if you're part of Pandemic Legion's Alliance tournament ship, team, not ship.
No, I'm not. I'm terrible at Eve, so I wouldn't even consider trying to be a. Part of the Alliance to get through.
Another wants to know what your favorite capital ship is.
I think because it was the first one that I got, and because it was the first one I aimed to train for, it was probably the Revelation, the Dreadnought, just because, I mean, it looks cool as fuck, right? I mean, lasers and shit?
It does.
Come on.
So, are you going to use that money you got from the invite links on a supernova?
I really don't know right now. To be honest, I don't want to, you know, stick myself in a super right now, because then I'm just stuck in there. You know, then I can't fly cool ships like interceptors or.
Oh.
Well,
you
the
only
new
have one
ships that
account?
just came out, so I would just want to stick to one main. Afford more than one account. Like, everyone in PL has like 50 freaking accounts. I have one, and one alt that is not subbed. So, yeah.
Wow, that's probably less than the average in Brave, even.
Well, there you go. You don't need to have 50 accounts to be cool. I'm just kidding. It does make you cooler, though.
It does. That is how averages work. Are there any other questions, or? Solanas, this isn't the combat fleet. I mean, sure, we can do some kitchen sink loans.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. I'll FC a fleet to Amamaki and we can fight with the supers, right? Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on.
We can get some more fun by typing on the ingate. Well, apparently the dude wants to do it.
Oh, Christ.
Someone wants to know if you play Team Fortress 2 and your favorite class.
I used to play a lot of Team Fortress 2 way back, way back, because I was in the like the beta before it started, before it even like launched, and I played that quite a lot. And I think like my favorite class is probably the Pyro. That's probably a terrible answer, and you'll probably hate me for it, but probably the Pyro. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like people are too upset the answer.
Hey. Like, you guys can ask me anything. I can ask, and this is not about Eve. Whatever. I'm down for whatever. Just anything.
How did you start playing Wounded Assassin?
I think it was one of those things where you saw the trailers and you thought, oh, that looks cool as hell. You know, big fleet battles, and let's go and do that. And then you start up and it's like you're in the smallest ship available and you're flying to deliver some shitty cargo. Like, for the first... Like, I have a bunch of different like trial accounts I tried on, and the first time I tried, I like went mining for like a month, and I wanted to kill myself because it was so bad. And I got like 5 million ISK, and I was like, yeah, 5 million, let's go and buy a ship. And I think I bought a Rifter or something like that, and I lost it pretty much instantly. I was like, well, that's that, I guess. So I quit out, and then I made another account like a year later and joined Test. So, and even then, it wasn't baby battles here.
How'd you end up in PL then, from Test?
Well, basically what happened was we were in, and what's the name of that? I can't actually remember, but basically when Test was kind of imploding on itself, and NorkDot was a corporation in Test run by Richter and Deris, Nork was going to get out and go to PL. Grath Telkin decided, you know, we want to take you guys on, so, you know, you can join up. At the time, I wasn't in NorkDot. I was in Dreadit, which is Test's main corporation. I saw that they were jumping out, and I asked Richter very nicely if I could hop along. And he said yes. So I helped Nork. We transferred over to Sniggardly straight in. We didn't have to go through Waffles. Yeah, just because I guess people knew who I was. Breath and Jeff Rader knew who I were, and I just hopped along from there I didn't need to do any of the like testing, like in Waffles, you have to like lead fleets, etc., or know Eve well enough to get into the bigger corporations. Like I didn't need to do that. I just kind of tagged along pretty badly, but that's pretty much what I did.
One who wants to know how, what do you think has changed the most in you since you started playing?
I don't know if the meta would be it, but just I think oh, fuck, I don't really know. To be honest, probably just the graphics. Like I play casually. I don't play hardcore like maybe some of you guys might. I barely notice much difference. Like I said, I'm not expert at Eve. To be honest, I'm surprised I'm even here giving this talk. So it's I don't know. Maybe the graphics. Maybe how the ships look. Some of them look awesome. Don't. But I really don't know.
It doesn't look like there's any other questions.
Wow, okay. I know when I'm not wanted. Rude.
What?
Being rude. You guys are being rude. Just kidding. I don't know. Like, I'm here just for shits and giggles. I'm here to help with, I don't know if you guys have any questions about music or the tiniest bit about the BTECR stream. If you guys are interested in that, any question at all, by all means, but I'm not an expert in Eve. I don't know if I was the best choice for this sort of thing. I'm not gonna hate, but yeah, any
Some dude wants to know your version of the BTECR battle.
well, we jumped in. Well, I basically undocked and it was right on my front doorstep. Because we were deployed at the time, and that was where I was docked, and I just undocked, and everything that was there. This was about, I think, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock Eve time at that time, and I just sat down. I saw the ships and was like, "Well, this might last a little while." Then I just kind of waited through and looked at the time. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I was like, "Okay, well, this is going to keep going then," and it kept on going and kept on going. It was just a constant struggle of trying to fire your gun and reload your gun, or well, because I was in my dread at the time, it wasn't a case of really forever, like 5 minutes to fire one shot, it was ridiculous, and like 20 minutes to lock someone up, it was just oh, horrible.
If you could travel out anywhere, where would you go?
Travel in Eve or in the world?
I don't know. Both, I suppose.
In Eve, I haven't been to. I think it's like New Eden. That sort of like the beginning of Eve, the first system type thing. That or Jovian space, I guess. In the world, I've always wanted to live in America. Like right now, I live in Scotland in the United Kingdom, and I've only been to America once, and that was recently. I went to PAX East in Boston, and that was great. First time in America, fantastic, loved it, loved the people, loved the city, it was brilliant. And I want to move somewhere over there to hopefully get a job and work there and live there and become a citizen of the United States.
Somebody wants to know what the US has that Scotland doesn't.
Well, I tell you what Scotland does have. Depression, mostly. It's a pretty fucking depressing place. Like right now it's kind of sunny, which is good. And I realize that it might not be a lot to say if it's sunny somewhere, but when it's sunny here, it makes a huge difference. Like I'd probably move to like California or somewhere nice and sunny, so I can just bask in the sun all day. But over here, it's just fucking, oh, like I hate it. The people are fucking stupid. The places are, they're not that good. Like I think mostly it's south of Scotland, like around Glasgow and Edinburgh. But up north, Scotland is a bit more better, because it's in the Highlands. People are a bit more nicer. You don't have that sort of jaded, type of person down in the south. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I've lived down here all my life, but it's just so fucking, oh, I just want to leave, you know?
Got somebody replied, a chance of independence.
The what, sorry?
Somebody replied, a chance of independence. That's the thing that's better with
Well,
America.
yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, Scotland is trying to get independence right now, and fuck,
It's not going too well.
I'm not even going to comment on that. I really can't. I can't be fucking dealing with politics, to be honest. It's just rubbish, to be honest.
This one did want me to warn you against Florida. If he doesn't have any
Warn me.
Titan ults, yeah, apparently Florida is a dangerous place or something.
Oh, okay. Good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
What was the question? I think you said something about Titans.
Yeah, some dude was asking how many Titans have, which you already answered.
How many Titans I have, or how many PIL has?
Well, this close to the second one.
Oh, we have five. I don't fucking, I don't know. Like I said, I am just some low-level scrub. I don't know these things. I'm not like some diplomat. I'm not some director. I don't know. I can only guess. And we lost a fuckload in BTAC-R, so I have no idea how many we have.
Well, I'd say about a dozen. It's a conservative guess.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, Phalanx, how do you say his name? Phalanx posted the PL financial report for 2013, 2014. So if you like reading numbers and graphs, I'll put it in that channel. I can't, fuck. I can't post it anywhere. Okay, well,
Just link it to me in Arts and I'll
yeah, I'll give you it. That should be it there. And basically, that details pretty much all the numbers, the financial side of it. If you can view it, I don't know if you can view it or not. It's on the PL forums. So register for OG Games while you're there. Yeah.
No, it's not public. But
Well,
if you look through Vintani.com's publishing history, like a year-ish ago or something, PL published one of their earlier financial reports. Some
Yeah, I
people
don't
to
know.
know
Basically,
Leo
we
is
lost.
like goons.
I think goons are a bit more strict, a bit more. I think they're a bit more paranoid about everything, like spying and all that bullshit.
Oh,
Like, we
really?
know we have. Well, that's what I got from it when I was in it for like the 2 months that we were in it with TNT. But like, PL has their shit on lockdown, essentially. If you try and leak something, they pretty much know, and they get on your ass. We're pretty good with spies, apparently. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Goons are just kind of a bit more stricter, in my opinion. PL is much more laid back, much more chill. I don't know.
Parker wants to know if I'm a PL spy.
Well, are you?
Obviously.
I'm relaying this information to Grath immediately.
I don't think he knows yet either, so.
Brilliant.
Mohammed, he said he made, well, referral links during his BTEC art stream.
Sorry, you cut out there. What was that?
One dude wants to know if PL is really like Reddit makes it seem.
Well, how does Reddit make PL seem like? I don't think I've what? Do they make it seem as if it's a bad place to be? Because that's not how it is at all. It's actually the exact opposite. I guess people, the way they see it is that it's a bad place to be, but it really isn't.
I don't think Reddit makes PL seem like a bad place to be.
Wait, PL making Reddit? Or is it the other way around?
No, I
Like,
don't. PL Reddit from Reddit, you probably get the feeling that PL is like some sort of highly mechanized, very functioning, superpower type thing.
well, we are very on point with how we work. Like, we know how Eve works. We know what to do in certain situations. When it comes to like the skill level of the FCs that we have, and our IT systems, our websites, everything from the IRC, etc. Like, we know how it works and down to the T. So we've got a very efficient system that we do run. But it's the people behind that are pretty chill and relaxed and like to have fun rather than, doing serious stuff, Like, on comms, we don't, during fleets, say, "Oh, this is, serious. There's no talking for the entire hour because we're doing stuff." It's like, okay, we're not shooting anything and we're traveling so and so just start talking, talk amongst yourselves. It's not like super serious unless we start getting into a fight type thing,
People want to know how you make your IST apparently, besides the old referral link.
I don't really make ISK. Yeah, I'm pretty much living off of that referral link money. So I don't know how long 30 billion is going to last me, but I'm going to expect it to be a long time. Before, I used to rat. The last time I went ratting, like belt ratting, and so it's been a while. I mean, before that, before the BTECR stream, I was essentially scrounging for money. Any music that I do on comms, I'd say, donate to me to, I don't know, keep me going or whatever. But other than that, I hadn't really had a solid source of income in Eve at all, apart from the odd bit of ratting, to be honest.
So you're basically PL's token scrub then.
Essentially, yeah. Like, I don't get money from any higher ups unless it's donations for being a cool guy.
I mean, Muhammad, part of being Eve famous is probably that people just give you money.
That's usually how it works.
Doodle wants to know why exactly are you famous?
Oh, why? I don't really know either, bud. I really don't. I guess it was this air horn bullshit. I think my Below the Asteroids remix, if you want to call it that, got shared onto Eve Online's Facebook page. People saw it there. It was shared on Twitter, stuff like that. People know me from the BTACR stream. I really don't know why people know me, but they know me, so here I am. Yay. I'm not being rude, it's just I genuinely don't know why. I make shitty remixes with air horns. You know, I mean, you could probably do the same, and you'll probably as I am.
Oh, what's your favorite game other than Eve?
That's a good question. Probably. Well, see, I was thinking about this today, actually, and I have a bunch of different ones. But the one that I was thinking about today, I saw someone playing on Twitch, and I thought that was a brilliant game, and that was Red Dead Redemption on, you know, 360 and PlayStation 3. That was just such a good game. Really liked that. Probably my favorite game of all time might be Grand Theft Auto Vice City, because the atmosphere in that game is fantastic. The music, the setting, the place, the entire story, it was perfect to me. As of late, there hasn't really been much games. I don't even know if I should go through my Steam library to see if I can find any good ones, but there isn't much, to be honest. It's been quite boring lately.
Were you not emptying your wallet over the Steam Summer Sale one?
No, because I actually bought a lot of my games in previous sales. So I think this sale I got The Witcher 2, and I got Octodad, Deadliest Catch. I also got the PD2 soundtrack and the Christmas soundtrack for that, which are both fantastic. Really good soundtracks.
Somebody wants to know if you hate or like Brave.
Hate what, sorry?
If you hate or like Brave.
Great. Hey?
What?
Like the shade gray.
Brave the Alliance. Brave.
Oh, Brave. Yeah, I like Brave. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You know, it's, yeah, like, you guys are learning stuff in Eve, and that's brilliant. You guys are getting taught good information, and that's brilliant, because a lot of people that was brilliant that you guys are coming along and trying to help them out. And, you know, more power to you. You know, keep it up, because eventually you're going to be stuck in Eve doing the shit that I do and going about blowing up passes, and you want to do something interesting, and you might not know, if you hadn't been to Brave or, you know, Eve Uni, what might interest you, you know, how to fit a ship correctly. So you might not know how to fly like an interceptor or stealth bomber, stuff like that, or a cruiser or whatever. So having the things that you learn here at Brave is valuable later on down the line. It's much like any other school, you know, like when you're younger, you go to school and you just learn the most inane stuff. And later in life, you're like, oh, I learned that when I was, 10 years old, but I use it now for one time. And it was like, yeah. So, yeah, yeah, you guys are awesome.
And they also want to know PL's view on Brave.
I think it's a mixed bag, to be honest. There's a lot of people that love, what you guys are doing, teaching people how to play the game, because again, that is very important. But there's also a lot of people who think that you guys are just not the smartest people in Eve. Not to say that you are, but that's their opinion. So I don't know, you'd probably have to ask them, which you can if you join OG Games, IRC. Yeah, plug.
Oh, Muhammad, IRC is Internet Relay Chat. It's like a very, very old school chatting software, I guess.
Do you guys not have IRC to check?
Gee, we don't even have forums, man.
Wow, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you operate solely off Reddit? Jesus, you need to get yourself an IRC.
Yeah, plugging Vegas. Vegas is IRC. No. I mean, I guess we have Jabber, and there are some Jabber rooms, but they're not
Oh yeah,
that
Jabber. Yeah,
functional,
we
I
used to use
guess.
Jabber back in test. Yeah, absolutely. Get like Pigeon.
But we don't
If you
really
use
use it that much,
Pigeon,
so.
you can use IRC. Oh, you have to use it more. Come on.
Somebody wants to know how many skill points you have.
Let me just check. Hold on.
Fifty-ish, probably.
Yeah, I have 58 million. It's actually pretty slow. Like a lot of people who were started their accounts around my time are like up to 70. I don't use implants to like I sell quite a lot, so I don't use much implants. Because it's just a waste of money, to be honest. 58 million.
You would fit in Brave. We get potted all the time.
Hey. It's pretty much part of Eve to get potted, so don't fret about it. It happens.
Kind of sucks that your pod costs more than most of the ships, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't want that to happen to me.
Some person wants to know what your favorite thing to do in Eve is.
Spin ships, I guess. Like, there's not much fun apart from like flying in big fleets. Big fleets are fun when you get them. They're not that frequent nowadays, I guess. Like back when it was in tests and stuff like that, you had a lot of big fleets because you're flying with like goons and flying with a bunch of different corporations and alliances. So you'd have this huge, like 300, 400 man fleet going on. But now it's just a bit more smaller, which is fine. But I think if anything, it'd be either that or ship spinning.
Yeah. I do want to know the highest count on chip spinning you've gotten is.
My highest count, what, sorry?
on ship spinning? You know, the little number at the bottom of the screen?
Oh, God. Actually. Like, I usually just spin and spin. I think actually my items, like, box, you know, the box with the items, your ship hangar and stuff is, I usually have that over the counter, so I just spin and spin. I don't really check the counter, to be honest.
And people want to know the least useful and the most useful thing is. The most useful is obviously JDC5.
Most useful and least useful are.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, I don't
most
know.
Is obviously JDC5. Come on.
Yeah, I think so. Well, actually, maybe advanced weapon upgrades, I think, because that opens up a whole another realm of stuff you can use, and it lets your ship use hold much more. I don't know, I think it's power grade or something like that, but it just opens up everything for you. So the sooner you can train that, the sooner you can train a bunch of other stuff, which. And the sooner you can use a lot of other ships as well and modules as well. I think that's probably the most useful. The least useful, probably some sort of science skill or manufacturing thing, because I just don't do that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Would you have any advice for like a brand new newbie trying to make it anyway, I suppose?
Don't be afraid of dying. It's going to happen. Just know that you'll get another ship eventually. You will get the money. It'll rinse and repeat itself. You'll just get used to it. You will die. Eventually, down the line, you'll die less. You'll become more skilled. You'll know what you're doing when you're jumping into certain situations. So it's just a learning experience. The more you die, the more you learn about your mistakes, what you've done wrong. So you can go back and say, all right, so this time I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to do it without doing this wrong or that wrong. I'm going to do it this way. Excellent. I'm going to kill people. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, don't be afraid of.
What's the most expensive ship you've lost to do? I was asking, assuming it's your RAV.
It would be my two dreadnoughts I lost in Beta Core, because I did lose two. The first one I lost about 3 hours in, and I jumped back to MMRK to get another one. So yeah, I lost both of them. But the thing is, they didn't much, because the ship replacement program that PL has, all I had to do was foot bill for the first dreadnought. And if I lost that dreadnought, it would be replaced for free. I wouldn't have to pay anything. I think if anything, it'd be the insurance. So you pay, I think it's like 2 billion for the revenant that I paid. No, not revenant, sorry. I don't own a revenant. Sorry. Revelation, okay? For my revelation, I'd pay 2 bill. Then if I lost it for whatever reason, if it was, I didn't lose it in a stupid way, of course. It would be reimbursed, whether you'd get the money back or the ship. Usually you'd just get the ship. You get the ship back and it's all fitted out, modules and everything, any extra stuff you'd need, like implants or whatever, that would all get replaced. And it's the same for super capitals. It's the same for Titans. It's the same for carriers. All of that gets replaced, no problem. It's actually the same for anything else below that, I think, for like cruisers, for example. Like I fly a lot of logistic ships, so Scimitar would get replaced, no problem. Guardians, if I lost that, which, to be honest, it may happen a lot, especially if you're a logistics, you lose your ship. As long as you footed the bill for the initial payment of the ship, it would get replaced by the ship replacement program in PL.
And also the stupidest way you've lost the ship.
Probably in that beta stream, I was running, trying to ram the Titan at the end, because I'd just given up on life at that point. I just wanted to fucking die and go home, you know?
Yeah, I was about to ask, after you lost your first grad during BTEC art, what the fuck made you like get another one and jump back in?
Yeah, well, what happened was when I lost my first one about 3 hours into the fight, because obviously I was streaming. I don't know if you can probably see that on the stream, but essentially I had blacked out the stream and I jumped back to Amamaki, where Phalanx, who is like the ship replacement guy, he was saying, I'm giving out dreads, I'm giving out carriers, just come back to Amamaki, say you lost it, and I'll give you one right there. So I jumped back. Pardon me, within 2 minutes I had got another ship and I was jumping back into the fight. It was just straight out, straight in and out, really quick. And it's kind of like that if you want to get another ship replaced normally. You just kinda email Phalanx. You email him as your kill mail and say, I lost my ship. He'll be like, that's fine, here you go. You'll put the up on contract and you'll get it within the day type thing. It's a really efficient system. But again, like I said, they are chill. They're not super hardcore, try hard type thing stuff. They're just chill guys who know how to do their thing.
No, there's a dude that wants to know, well, I guess your perspective on of why PL lost BTECR.
Oh, I have no idea. I think because they got the jump on us, like. I think I'm trying to remember how it actually went, because I wasn't there right at the beginning of when things started. I think it was only afterwards. I think we just tried to commit everything and just we just didn't think it through. We just kind of went balls deep and it just didn't pay out. So yeah,
like
I don't know. I'm not the
with us, I suppose, in super fights.
Pretty much like we usually
that
do
happens.
Go balls deep and just hope for the best. And if we lose, we lose. It's no big deal because we have, it's like a ridiculous amount of money. I don't even know how much money we have. All I know is I've been told we have far too much money. Just go ahead, jump your, you know, carriers, dreads in. Maybe not super carriers, probably not Titans unless you get the word from up high saying, yes, you may jump in Titans. But it's easy to replace ships. So it's better, like we aim to have fun, and if that means that we jump into a big fleet fight and we're severely outnumbered, then that's what we're going to do, because we want to have fun, we want to have a fight, we want to make things interesting in Eve, and if that means we have to jump in our carriers and super carriers, then that's what we're going to do.
So what does it feel like to be in an alliance where essentially it feels like losing a battleship fight, you can just jump in, you know, 80 to 100 slow cats or a bunch of supers and just steamroll the other guys?
It's reassuring because you're able to think, oh, if we're losing this, we can do that. But to be honest, we don't usually do that. If we feel the fight is even, like if we're jumping into a fight and, you know, we've been outnumbered, like a tiny bit outnumbered by ships, we'll go in, we'll start fighting. If they decide to bring more people in, then yeah, we're going to bring in our own stuff as well, because and we'll bring in more stuff than they have, and we will just stomp them essentially. You know, it's good to have that, you know, that backup there, but we don't use it as much as people think. Like, we can quite happily roam around in ships and do nothing. But most of the carriers and dreads, to be honest, the most action they see is shooting a POS or, you know, a POCO on a planet. It's nothing like jumping into fleets like everyday type thing. Mostly everyday, it's just small fleets of like Ishtars or vultures going out and killing people. That's pretty much it.
Dude wants to know what your favorite fruit is.
My favorite food.
And
I think,
suppose I'll add, and why is it a good steak?
Well, I actually like tuna a lot. I don't know if you guys like tuna, but I like tuna. Tuna's nice. Maybe a bit of pizza. Depends on how I'm feeling, you know. I'm not a big fan of steak. I mean, on occasion, yeah. Like if it's a fancy shindig, then yeah, by all means.
Obviously.
But not every now and again, not like like for every meal. I think that would get quite tiring and quite boring, actually.
tuna for every single meal would get quite
Oh yeah,
horrible
I
tuna.
mean, the same thing for every meal, it would get quite boring. I know this because I've done it before, and it does get quite boring. So, yeah, I don't think I'd have steak every day.
So some dude says, I'll just read this question because I don't understand it myself. Fuck CFC, they said that wasn't breaking of Bot Lord. My question is, why didn't you break Bot Lord then when BTEC are? I mean.
Well, hold on. Bot Lord is the protection of and let me get this right. This is the protection of
Renter space
the
and home regions.
renters. Yeah, the renters in a certain area. Now, first of all, we weren't in that area, I don't think. If we were in that area, we weren't breaking the Bot Lord because we weren't attacking renters. We were attacking the people who own the renters, but not the renters themselves. So you can shut the fuck up. And if you got a problem, hey, you can talk to Grath. Grath will be more than happy to accommodate you, trust me.
I Muhammad, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're on about. That's a question, actually. What do you think about the current political situation in Eve with all its like under the table agreements and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think that makes up a lot of Eve, like those sort of secret backdoor kind of things, because those are the things that eventually lead up to big fights like BTECR. So I'm all for it. Yeah, absolutely. Do those kind of things as long as it doesn't fuck me over, you know? If it starts to affect me personally, then yeah, I'm gonna be pissed about it. But well, to be honest, there's not much I can do. But it's all part of the game, It's all part of starting those fights and those backhanded sort of things and keeping it under the table, secret agreements and all that, it's
A
all
lot of
part of the
people
game, and
seem
that's, I guess
to,
that's why a lot of people really like EVE Online.
a lot of people seem to think, seem to be of the opinion that like stuff like Bot Lord and such agreements is like rapidly leading to the stagnation of nulls like that.
I don't think so. If anything, the stagnation of NullSec would be attributed, if it was something to do with Bot Lord, would be the renters and the people renting the systems, because they're taking up a fair amount of NullSec, and essentially you're not allowed to go into those areas to kill those people. So essentially you've got this area of space where and take the space, but they're not allowed to because of the Bot Lord. But the thing is, it's those people money to do that. To actually go in there and live there, I mean, if renters were taken out of the equation, Bot Lord wouldn't exist. Therefore, you'd be able to go in and, take over spaces as much as you want and kill the people who were living there,
Well, someone wants to know what you, how you feel about Pravi.
About Providence, you mean? Fuck, I don't know. Like, we went there a couple of times to kill people. I mean, fuck, I don't know. Again, I'm not pro at Eve by any stretch of the imagination. So, I really don't.
This one dude wants to know what your least favorite person slash group in Avis and why.
Least favorite person slash group. Oh man. I think certain people in goons, I guess. But I think that's sort of the general answer. Everyone says, oh, those goons. But to be honest, it depends on the person. Like, there's a lot of cool chill goon people out there, but I think the majority of them are very jaded. They're very, into themselves. They're more looking out for themselves rather than, I guess, others, and they're just very self-centered, I guess you could say. So I guess some goons, but not all goons. Hashtag not all goons.
I mean, I assume you're talking about like leadership type people and not mainline members.
It's a bit of both, to be honest. Like a couple of the higher up people I've chatted to personally and I'm friends with, and some of them are actually pretty chill, but some of the lower level people are also pretty dickish as well. It just depends on the type of person. It varies very
It's
much.
almost like a 15,000 person alliance has all sorts of personalities, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Mohammed, there is a write-up on Mittens.com on what Botlord is and exactly what it covers from like what would it be almost a year ago now? Not long coffee.
Yeah, I'd really encourage you to read that and learn up about Botlord so that next time someone screams, "Oh, that's in violation of Botlord," or "You're not doing this or that, Botlord, this, Botlord," just to tell them to shut the fuck up, you're wrong. Because the majority of time, yeah, they are wrong. They're not, they're just thinking the Botlord is some general blanket agreement when it's actually extremely specific. And it's something that people should know what it is exactly, because it really does, it makes a big difference when it comes to talking about the meta of Eve and agreements and all that renter bullshit.
Yeah, actually just paying attention to like politics of Eve. Maybe not during peacetime because nothing ever happens, but especially like during wars and invasions and stuff is I'd say one of the most interesting things in just like try to keep yourself updated on all the meta decisions and who's with who and all that kind of bullshit.
Politics of
Durr is
Eve
asking
are
what your
always really
favorite.
fun.
Aduka
Favorite
is
what?
asking what your favorite ex activity outside of gaming is. There's a person asking.
Music. What?
Did you have a
Well,
question?
yeah, I thought you were gonna ask another question, but it's mostly playing, making music and playing guitar. And playing games, I guess, other games.
You do music professionally or?
Not professionally, more just kind of bedroom stuff. It's just messing around mostly. I hope eventually to, I don't know, maybe start doing like parody music, because I'm a big fan of like Tenacious D, like Weird Al Yankovic type songs. So I think I couldn't for the life of me write a serious song, if writing about your feelings and all this bullshit. Like, I'd probably want to write something funny, something that would make people laugh, rather than writing something serious and dreary. And I can't do it. I can't do it at all. So maybe I'll write some sort of parody song, and not parodies of other songs. Probably my own original music parody type stuff. I don't know. Thinking at the top of my head here, I don't know. Something like that. That's probably what I'd do. I mean, would people be interested in that kind of thing? I don't even know if there's a crowd for that kind of thing.
Can you hear me or did my level crash?
No, I can hear you.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a crowd for like Eve music if you like for like that kind of stuff. Like if you look at like Cyndaquil
Yeah, Sindel.
and Suas.
Yeah,
They're all
Shut Up
pretty
and
popular.
Shave. Yeah, it's brilliant. I think probably the only difference is that they do parodies of other popular songs, which is great. I mean, some of the songs are fantastic, It's just I feel as if I would do better personally if I made the song myself. Because again, it's more experimenting on whether or not you can actually make a song, you know? Because I mean, at the end of the day, it is your own work. You know, it's not the work of someone else that you put the lyrics on your own lyrics onto those, not to discredit or disrespect like Suez or Sindel, but I'd prefer myself to make my own songs with my own lyrics, etc., etc.
People are asking more about like Argun's ship, which you already answered. So I suppose like is the like Gurgun's mentality present amongst like Pandemic Legion line members, or is it just a gimmick for you guys too?
It's a bit of both. There's a lot of people in Pandemic Legion who are very anti-goon, who don't want to associate with them at all. But there's also this sort of people who are just like you said, grr, goon type thing, just sort of gimmicky, for shits and giggles type thing. Because I can understand why people wouldn't like goons because they are trying to essentially take over the universe. But I don't know. It's like I said, a mixed bag in PL. There's a lot of different opinions on whether goons are good or not, and like I said, there's good people and bad people, and it's the same in PL. It's there's good people who do like goons, bad people who don't like goons. It's a mixed bag. It really is.
Yeah, if you were to talk someone into playing Eve, what would you tell them? How would you start?
Well, I think I'd probably show them a trailer first because I think that's one of the better explanations of how the game works, to show them the big battles. Maybe the BTECR video that was put up and shared about everywhere. I think I'd probably show them that. And I don't know. I'd probably tell them there'd be a lot of big fleet battles like that, and that's not. Well, I guess it is a kind of rare occurrence, but it is much more prevalent nowadays than back way back, because there's a lot more people playing it now, I guess. So I guess show them the video, tell them that there's fights like this in Eve, and they can take part, and show them that every ship that you see on a screen is a person flying that ship. It's not just like PvE. It's not just robots playing or flying the ships. There are actual people there. 2,000 something people there fighting, playing this game right now. And I think like that was enough for me to get interested to play the game. So I think that would be enough to get pretty much anyone interested in the game, you know?
Oh, that's one thing you've said like several times now, or at least hinted at. Do you actually like the big ass fleet slugfest thingies? Because a lot of people
Yeah,
are
they have.
like they do them, but then they'll say that no, my favorite thing is small gang, whatever, you know.
The big fights are good in moderation. Like I wouldn't want to have a beat tech or for like another couple of months maybe, but I mean, having the big fights are fun because when they do come around, you're like, oh, it's a big fight, big ships, big losses, lots of ISK. It's big and it's bombastic. Everyone seems to really enjoy it. But there's also the more quieter times of just, running around in smaller ships and just having fun doing that, you know? I guess if I had those sort of big battles every day, it would become very boring very fast because you'd be constantly losing a lot of money and people would be broke, you know? I'd be broke. I wouldn't have any money.
And there's a question here is do you think people will be playing Eve for years to come? Say, let's say
I
another
think
10 years
so.
then.
I think, yeah, people will be playing Eve for quite some time unless CCP decides to do something extremely stupid. Like, I don't
Because
even
they've
know.
totally
They
not
would
done
have
that in the
something.
past.
Oh, yeah. like fucking the boot BNI INI thing. It's like, oh God, that was a complete train wreck. But the thing is, they'd have to do something really ridiculous to completely like screw over the user base in order to do that. Whether that's changing a ship so drastically that it completely breaks the game, or I don't know, removes a ship, or I don't know. But I don't see them doing that in the near future, at least. I mean, I don't know when, like Star Citizen, I think that's coming out. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but I think that's probably the more closer
Probably never.
competitor to Eve at this time. Well, yeah, at their rate, then yeah, there's a high chance it probably won't ever come out, but you never know. But if that came out, that's probably the closest competitor to Eve Online at the moment, apart from the fact that Eve Online is more, it's got more people playing it from, like in one server type thing. I don't know if Star Citizen would do the same thing. I don't know if they would be able to get the computational networks in place to actually rival that. But that's probably the most closest competitor right now. And for CCP to really screw things up, they would have to like screw things up just as Star Citizen was coming out, like removing a ship or changing something. But yeah, I
You are
see
giving
Eve going
every
on for
subcap a
still
jump
time.
scare.
Not it's
That
not
would
going
be
to stop anytime
hilarious.
soon. Oh my God, could you imagine? That would be nuts.
Yeah, just waking up one day, going to change your skill queue, and then like you open the launcher and it says offline. Just servers are gone.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
There's a dude one is pandemic leading leadership so arrogant like doom leadership. Which I, again, is kind of misinformation. I mean, besides, like, the piece is pretty arrogant at times, like, most of leadership for any, for, like, large, group, they're gonna be somewhat arrogant, but they're still, like, normal-ish people.
Yeah, everyone in, as far as I know, everyone in the higher up of PL are pretty chill. Like everyone you think you or you know from the higher up of PL will hang out and play games with you, will talk to you no problem, unless they're doing something, of course. Because I mean, they have lives as well, but they will quite happily help you out if you have something wrong. They don't seem arrogant at all. I haven't interacted with, for example, the goon ops that much, so I don't know how arrogant they are. I've talked a bit to the guy. That was just over Skype. That wasn't anything serious. Like I don't think I've not been to like FanFest to meet any actual people from, Eve there. But in Pandemic Legion, it's pretty, like I said, it is really chill. It's not serious. Like you're a low level player. Like you can't talk to the higher ups, you're not allowed to do that. That's not the case at all. It's just that if you want to ask them a question, you want to get their advice on something, you can. I mean, sometimes they'll come onto OG Mumble, you can play games with them and ask them there. It's not like you're restricted to asking someone just below the higher ups to say, can you ask this person their opinion
Totally.
on this or to get them to help you in something,
Yeah, OG Mumble is actually like a really good example. We discussed it before you joined us, I think, Mohammed. Like their PL had like an open Mumble and IRC thing where you basically just go and play games with them. And Jeff Rader, famously kind of a big shot in PL, he'll play games with you. So
Yeah, Jeff will regale you of stories of his past where he's done cocaine off hooker's ass type thing. He has some
what?
really, I'm not kidding. He has lived a life. He has lived a life. Like, I don't know. You can understand why he is so popular within PL and indeed Eve, because he's such a weird person that he is renowned for his weird stories and what he's done and I guess, yeah, I don't know. He's just such an unusual character that you really have to see to believe, and in this case, talk to and listen to believe, you know?
I mean, being like a diplo and also like doing these master class things, I like talked to a lot of different people around me, from like also the big shots of different alliances and like player groups, I suppose. And most of them are like down to earth, willing to talk to pretty much anyone as long as they're not being, a retard or something.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It can be said for a lot of people is that if you do something stupid to offend the person, then yeah, they're gonna shit talk you. They're gonna get mad at you. That's just it. If you say, something bad about me, I'm gonna get up in your face as well. It's normal human nature. If you're nice to someone, they're gonna be nice to you. That's pretty much the bottom line of it.
Mohammed also wants to know when Mimic Legion became world famous, or I mean, I suppose Eve famous.
I really don't know. I think that was before I joined Pandemic Legion. Like I've known about Pandemic Legion since way back in Test, to be honest. Back in like 2010, I knew about Goons, I knew about Test, I knew about Pandemic Legion. I don't know if Band of Brothers were about back then, but it was that sort of large alliance that you knew just by namesake. You knew these people were big names within the game, so you knew you thought, oh, well, I want to try and get in with those types of alliances. Just so happened that I was able to join Test at the time, so I knew Pandemic Legion. I knew that they were the sort of the alliance for hire type people. So you pay them, and they come and help you with a campaign, etc. I don't know when they became specifically popular within Eve. To be honest, if you join OG Mumble, you can probably ask Wrath. Wrath Telkin, he has been around for ages, absolutely ages, so he will probably tell you exactly when.
Mohammed is asking how many members PL has. Mohammed, let me introduce you to this amazing tool called .lan. You basically just go to Google and you
Oh, yeah.
Google .lan. Oh, he's asking why PL has less than 10,000 members. It's probably because they do somewhat selective recruitment and that there's only like two alliances in the game that actually have 10,000 members.
That's it. Nail on the head. That's exactly it. We very specifically hire people. Like you can apply to get recruited on the forums. You can post an application if you want to. You fill in like I think 26 questions. It's ridiculous. If you want to get in that way, of course. It's very selective. You have to know your shit. It's not like you just start the game. You say, okay, I want to join Pandemic Legion. They won't accept you. It's as simple as that. You need to know the game fairly well to be able to get in, you know?
It's also like, yeah, among the questions is like, do you fly a super? Do you fly a dreadnought? How many dreadnoughts do you fly? That kind of shit.
Yeah, I
So
mean, that's
they
the thing.
definitely
They find
target
that kind of
high
thing.
SP people.
Yeah, they want to get as much numbers of that kind of thing as possible, you know, because they see it as another asset, another thing to drop onto someone, you know. To be honest, actually, I think maybe goons would probably think the same thing, but I don't think they have as high standards as PL has. You know, their PL is much more focused on making sure that their players know what they're doing with their capital. You know, if they suddenly get a carrier, they can trust the pilot to do something smart rather than dumb. You know, but goons, I guess, are a bit more different where they just kind of they see that they've got a carrier. Okay, come on in, type thing. It's not as detailed as Pandemic Legion's vetting process.
It's like quality versus quantity.
It pretty much is, and that's probably why we have such a strangely low number of people. But the thing is, we have a strangely high number of capitals and titans and all that stuff in the alliance. But to go with those numbers, we also have a high amount of skill and knowledge within the game, so we can trust every player who is flying a carrier or a dreadnought, whatever, to know what they're doing with their ship when they fly it.
Mohammed is also saying like, well, 2,000 members is pretty low. It's not really that low when you have like 200 supers up mine. Supers are kind of strong. They're kind of really, really strong. And PL famously pings, and then people go home from work to play Eve. So for like big shit, they probably get more than 100 members online, I assume.
Yeah, I can't give you the exact numbers because I don't know them, but it's a lot. We have a lot of titans, we have a lot of supercars. There's enough there to like grind through bosses quite easily. Yeah,
I mean, an
it's quite a
example
lot.
I can give that B and I should be able to, or Brave should be able to like relate to that. During patch, we did grind a couple of stations. Just as Sound, the alliance I used to be in, was I think we were finishing off the TCU in the system. 40 NC dot supers came out the field, and then they ground like I think it was 50% of the total EHP of the station in like 5 minutes. And it's pretty insane how much damage supers do.
It is, and it's mostly just the drones, the swarm of drones that come out of the supers just to kill everything in its path.
Yeah. Or that, what was it, Nolly reground its entire renter region in like a day. That's also pretty crazy. Yeah, this is more of a laid-back type ask a person questions
yeah.
Masterclass. Tomorrow we'll have more of a traditional one with BC Pro on covert ops shenanigans and like surviving NullSec in one. That too.
Yeah, any actual Eve questions that require a good knowledge of Eve, you want to direct to that guy. Sorry, I'm just not that knowledgeable when it comes. I only know the very basics to get into Pandemic Legion by some magic fucking god. I don't know.
It's called social engineering, I think.
Wow. Are you calling me? What's it? I don't know the name of it. But wow. Okay.
Knowing people. Weird how that works. But,
yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, some dude once. Hang on, I forgot. On the chat. And I literally lost it. I can't find that again. That's weird. Unless there's any other questions, I guess we should just say thanks to Nick Fuzzy for his time.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's no problem. Thanks for having me. It's been interesting to answer some questions, I guess. I'll be happy to come back, but I don't know if I'll answer much Eve questions because, again, I'm not the best Eve player here. So,
well, you know, it's everyone is bad at Eve, especially those that are games. So.
Yeah, fair enough. We all get better over time. And I guess that's why you guys are in Brave, because you want to learn. You want to get better. So stick with it. And eventually you might end up joining Pandemic Legion. And if you do, come and say hi. We'll hang out. We'll play games. It'll be cool. And
oh, no,
stuff.
We'll become the next Pandemic Legion. Just instead of
1,000
okay. supers, we'll have
okay.
10,000 supers. Whoa.
Step back.
Yeah, in another 10 years, it won't be Goonstrad trying to take over all of you. It will be Brave Movies.
I think Test tried that, didn't they? Yes, I think yes, Test did that, and they ended up
no, but
fail
Test had
that's
too
right.
strict
yes.
recruitment.
Oh,
right. recruitment
okay.
policy. They had
okay.
too, they had too strict recruitment policy. So you need to take anyone with a pulse.
Okay. Right, okay. Okay, well, good luck with that.
But yeah, thanks for your time, I guess. Last chance for any questions,
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, thanks for the questions, guys. So if you want to join OG Games, come on by. Open to anyone at all. You don't need to be pro at any game. And most of the games that we'll play are fun games. They're not super serious games like Eve. So if you're down to just relax at the end of a day and you don't want to play Eve, you want to play another game, you want to find people to play games with, hang out in the OG Mumble, the OG Other Games ch channel in IRC on Pandemic Legion IRC. Just go to the forums, make an account, go to the user groups, apply for the group, open group, I think it is, and you can join the IRC channel, join the Mumble, hang out, fun, it'll be great. If you need help, ask Evio Leap. He recently. He'll be able to help you if you need any help with that. Also, if you want to join a more public IRC, you might want to consider a Zulu Mumble. Zulu has been around. Zulu Squad has been around since tests early days. It was created by
Fair warning,
Leaked
though.
Cheese. I don't know if you
Sulu
guys
does
know
not
Leakies.
follow
Yeah.
the stay classy thing at all.
Yeah,
The
Zulu is a
opposite
bit
of stay
more
classy.
racy. Yeah, if you're able to. You know, handle yourself and be able to defend yourself, I guess, if someone calls you a dick, then by all means join Zulu. We'll be happy to have you. There's people from all over Eve as well. There's goons, there's Test, there's a PL, there's some TNT guys, there's people from everywhere. There's some high sec pubbies as well. So by all means join Zulu IRC at irc.zulusquad.org. And I think it's the default
Yeah, I think it's
port.
the default
If
port.
not,
Six six
just
seven. Six
Google
six
Zulu
seven.
Squad. Yeah. If not, just Google Zulu Squad. I don't know, ZuluSquad.org could probably be the website. That'll probably get you on. Again, public. So, yeah. I think that's really it. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I'll play a song that plays out. Let's see.